Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, March 7th. Just a quick note, I'll be out of town for the next 3 days. I'll be at the Commodity Classic in Orlando. I'll be in the Stone X booth all 3 days, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Stop by and say hello. We'd love to see you and chat about the markets. The grains closed mixed here with May corn down 2¾ cents. 6.34¼, May wheat up 2¾ cents at 6.98, and May beans down 13½ cents at 15.15½. The beans were first pressured by the oil. Bean oil down 179 at 58.66. That's the lowest prices since last July. Crude oil closed down 2.88 a barrel at 77.58. That was part of the problem. But the meal made a new contract high, backed off, closed lower. It wasn't a key reversal, so I don't know how important it is out here. I guess we'll know tomorrow after the reports. But when the meal broke, the beans really kind of gave up the ghost here, and we settled under pressure here. There were reports of more rains in Argentina. You know, these rains will help somewhat. You know, it's like getting rains in September on our beans. Particularly if you get it in the first 2 weeks or so, it will help the yields. But we know that the yields are down. We'll have the WASDE report tomorrow. They're looking for carryouts at 1.299 million bushels on the corn. That's up 32 million. The beans, 219, down 6 million. Wheat up 8 million at 576. The world stocks, 293.7 on the corn. That's down 1.6 from last month. The beans, 100.1 million metric tons, down 1.9 from last month. And the wheat up 600,000 to 269.9 million metric tons. The average guess for Brazilian corn and soybeans is unchanged. 125, 125 million metric tons for the corn, 153 for the beans. I think it's higher, but we'll see what the WASDE says. The Argentinian crop down 2.47 million metric tons in the beans, taking it from 41 million down to 36.3. You know, is the government going to give us a bigger cut than that right now? I doubt it. Most people think it's closer to 31, 32 million. I don't know if we're that low, but I think it's under 36 million. The corn, we're looking for an average there of 43.2, down 3.8 million metric tons from last month. So both the corn and beans and Argentinian production will be watched very closely tomorrow, obviously, along with our carryouts. There's been no news on the export corridor deals. There were no exports today. It looks like during the day, the funds and speculators sold some corn, bought some wheat. The wheat made a new contract low at 689.5, rallied 14 cents. Didn't close over $7, though, but a little bit of a reversal action there, but not too much. On the oat markets, May Oats put in an outside up day here today after making a contract low. We closed over the previous week's action, which is pretty powerful, but obviously it'll depend on what the WASDE says tomorrow. That's really about it. Come see me at Commodity Classic in the Stone X booth. Have a great day.